Welcome again to another episode of The Journey Podcast, where we are navigating entrepreneurship, relationships, and personal development. I am your host, Terrell Ward, and I am excited to be here another day to have a quick little conversation, if you will, with you. Earlier this week, I made a post. It was a memory post on Facebook, and this post has kind of stuck with me throughout the years. And so every time I see it, I make sure I repost it and I always remind myself. And the post was about I'll try to quote it here. I'm trying to go off of memory. It said, Earth should be better because we lived, not because we left. All right. Earth should be better because we lived and not because we left. And ever since the age of 9, I've been very fascinated with the topic of living a life, a full life. And at the age of 9, I pretty much defined a full life was one where you made the earth a better place. You came, you impacted lives here, whether a few lives and really at that time, like a lot of lives, right? I want everybody to be impacting millions, right? These big dreams where I'm totally impacting people's lives in a positive way. And when I leave, not just my family and not just, you know, my friends, but even others would be able to get inspiration, if you will, from my life that will impact them for generations to come. And this was at the age, really honestly, of 9, probably going to closer to 10, my life has been consumed with this. And I know the past few weeks, we've been talking about, personal development, but like really understanding oneself, living, you know, the life that you want to live and better yourself and being able to forgive yourself and speak life into yourself and not live by the standards of other people in your life, but truly having a defined mission or cause or vision for your life and you living that out. And so this post just really kind of brought it full circle, which is because I do believe that every single person is unique in their own special way. I mean, if you look at our hands, and I use this example a lot, but I'll continue to do so. But if you look at your hands and your fingerprint, you have a unique fingerprint. No one else on earth has your fingerprint. And I believe that was a design by God that says when you leave your unique mark, when you touch the earth, no one else will be able to replicate that touch. No one else will be able to make an imprint or a mark on earth the way that you made a mark on the earth, right? And now somebody may have the same size hand. They may come from the same background. They may put their hand in the same spot, perfectly evenly in the same spot that you did, but the mark that it leaves will be totally different because it'll be defined by you. And I believe that today, especially, we have a huge opportunity with so much going on this earth. I mean, we have the virus. We have, you know, major political elections. We have global crisis and we have global crisis from the environment, you know, natural disasters. We have so many things happening right now. And I don't know about you guys, but I'm feeling like all of these things are really an opportunity, right? Not saying that we want things to happen, for people to stand up and start making their mark on the earth in such a special way right now. I do believe this is an opportunity while the chaos is happening and the crazy is happening and the unfortunate and the devastating is happening. I do believe it still also is a time where people are going to catch their voice, if you will. People are not, because they're not at work every day, they're not dealing with the office politics anymore. They have their children around, my kids virtually, you know, with me, you know, pretty much all day now. I don't know if that's a good or bad thing, right? But in this context, we'll say it's a great thing. We have all these things going on and life has kind of slowed down. And now it's time people are starting to realize, and I don't know about you, but it's getting to the place where you're like, you know what? I really don't like being in that office every day. I really don't like working for this company. Maybe I don't really like this business that I'm running. right? Okay, sales are down. Now I can reevaluate it. Maybe I don't want my kids in that schooling system. Maybe, hey, you know what? That school system was great. I'm grateful for it. Take them back. You know, maybe you're on that side of things. But whatever the case may be, we're now starting to reevaluate, right? Maybe my industry totally got devastated by the virus, and now I have to revamp and remake myself. And I do believe it's just an opportunity right now for us to totally make a shift. Stop living these lives that are dictated by other people's philosophy, dictated by other people's principles, dictated by other people's vision, solely by their vision. Not saying that you can't partner with people on their vision, attach yours, but just being dominated by and going through the norm and, oh, I'm supposed to do this. I'm supposed to keep this job. I'm supposed to do this and gotta do that. No, now is a time where I do believe that our uniqueness is being pushed and forced to us. Some of us are now having to use our uniqueness, our voice more so now just to earn a living. Think about that. How many people now starting vlogs? How many people now starting businesses because they got downsized or they got, you know, laid off or what have you because of the virus and the company can't pay for them anymore? So many people now are being forced and thrust. And I think this is a huge opportunity for us to don't fight the current, ride the wave. Don't fight the current, ride the wave. If you're feeling inclined, I started my podcast back up. It's not perfect. It's not beautiful, right? I started this thing back up. We're probably going to be, you know, starting up the Perspective Podcast, which is another podcast I host back up. Why? Because this is a time for this voice to be louder when it seems like everything is trying to suppress it. And so I encourage every single person, this is a time to really make your mark on this earth. This is a time for you really to dominate in your space. Now, some people take that as your space, as your niche or your market or what have you. And that may be so, but I'm talking about your space. I'm talking about your space right here and your space right here. All right. I'm talking about now it's time to start dominating, because once you start dominating here first, and then it translates up here to the, okay, how can I, you know, practically make this happen? These hands, then you start touching where you need to touch. You start putting your fingerprints down where you need to put your fingerprints down at. And so I'm encouraging you to lean into that. This is an opportunity for you to lean into that today. And I'm really, really encouraged by a statement that was made by the late, great Dr. Miles Monroe. And he said, the cemetery is the wealthiest place on earth. The cemetery. He said, isn't the gold mines. It isn't the oil fields. You know, it isn't our capital markets and, you know, marketplace. It isn't the New York Stock Exchange. It isn't anywhere else. The richest place on earth is the graveyard. And he said, because the reason why it's the richest place on earth is because of the simple fact that so many people's dreams and inventions and goals and solutions to problems and cures and books and art and everything else is buried. And he talked about living an empty life, emptying out your life. And I call it a full life, but emptying out your life, meaning you are going to empty out every single thing that's gifting that's in you onto this planet. And that's where I talk about. And that translates for me, fingerprint, touch it. Maybe it's just a small little spot. That's okay. I think sometimes we get so caught up in, oh, it has to be big, or it has to be grandioso, or it has to be some, you know, gotta touch the masses. I gotta be like Tyler Perry and everybody know my name, or I gotta be like, you know, Obama and everybody gotta know me. Look, at some point in time, nobody knew who Obama was. Nobody knew who Tyler Perry was. I mean, you can go look at their stories. Nobody knew who Oprah was, right? There's a point in time where people, you know, today, even if they're influencers, right? Let's go to a whole nother level. I'm talking about giants of industry. Even some of our local influencers that we follow, some of our YouTube stars, at one point in time, they made videos that nobody watched, right? But they kept putting their fingerprints down. Hey, look, so this podcast might only get 50 views, right, on YouTube, and maybe 50 to 60 downloads, you know, just from a listening perspective, for the actual podcast itself on the platforms, right? But guess what? Keep putting your fingerprints down. And when I say put the fingerprints down, I'm talking about lean into your passion. Put some action behind it. Start small. If you want to start that nonprofit, go buy. You got $50 every month. Well, you got $50 to go now feed the homeless. You got $50 to go donate towards whatever cause, right? You ain't gotta, oh man, gotta get perfect paperwork set up, gotta do this. We get so caught up in the, oh, everything gotta be right, everything gotta be perfect. Right, everything got to be right. I mean, that was me. Like, I wouldn't even make a video because I'm like, man, I got to edit it later, or I got to make sure I did this. Oh man, I don't have a mic yet. Oh, I don't have this, and oh, then I got to go, you know, put the clips together. I got to take out the little pieces of it to market it so I can get it out to people. Stop. This is an opportunity right now for us to say, quiet. Put my fingers down. Put my hands down. Let me lean into the very thing that I should be leaning into right now. This is an opportunity to chase your passion. Now, I know a lot of people out there are anti-chase passion, go make money, right? And it's like, you know, you may be passionate about something, but you're not good at it. Well, you can be good at it. You can become good at it. But one thing I do know is the energy, the discipline, the excitement. You know what? Take those off the table. The enthusiasm that comes from doing what you love, doing what you're passionate about. And you may not even know 100% what that is. That's the crazy part. You may not know exactly what that is. And that's okay too. And there's a little formula that I use. I got it from years ago. And it says this. It's a three-step process to try to kind of navigate that for yourself. The first step is, make a list of every single thing that every goal that you want to accomplish, right? Doesn't matter how big or small, just write a list down. It could be a page, it could be half a page, whatever it is, right? Don't put any limits on it. Don't put any resource limits on it. Don't put any box in on it whatsoever. Money's not an issue. Right. Disney does that. You know, I read about Disney when they're trying to come up with a creative product. They don't go put a budget and say, OK, let's go make a movie with this budget. They say, hey, there is no budget. Create. OK, create. And then from that creation, then they start creating and then they come up with it. And then they say, OK, well, let's look at it, redefine it. And then they say, OK, well, what we got? How much money we got? Or can we do it? Can we do it? And then if it's doable, and then here goes the thing. Then they go put the money towards it, because if it's great enough, you're going to go find the money. If it's the right movie that's going to make $1 trillion or billions of dollars, shall I say, then guess what? You're going to find the money for it. So no ramifications around that. Just write down your goals, right? Think Disney. Create. Then that's step number one. Step number two is write down every single thing that makes you smile. Everything that makes you smile. Right? Like, I just gave a smile to the camera. Everything. This makes me smile. So this is what I would write down. Right? Everything could be something small. Like, I like watching silly, goofy movies. Right? Like, I love movies. One of my favorite movie trilogies or whatever it is, right, is Austin Powers. I love it. It's stupid. It's funny. It makes no sense. I'm not British. Right? Right? It's just funny to me. Whatever makes you smile. Is it spending time with your kids? Is it, you know, like me? Is it, you know, producing, you know, creating content for videos or podcasts? Is it helping somebody out, consulting, counseling, being a sounding board for someone? What brings you life? Write all those things down, right? So this exercise should take some time. Then the third thing is the hardest part, but the most fulfilling part. And this is where you look at those first two things, right? And what's your goals? All these goals, things that you want to achieve, you want to have, whatever that looks like, right? You want to do, fulfill, be, and match it up with what makes you happy. And then you can start writing things down that you can do that connects both of them. Things, different things from each list, right? And you, so for me, it was, you know, one of the things that I, you know, one of my big goals was, like, I started this, you know, podcast off with, which is want to make a positive impact on this earth. I want to leave this earth a better place than when I left it, right? In the area of self-improvement, get more specific, right? From my, you know, just for the sake of this. In the area of self-improvement, I want to leave this world in a better place. The industry in itself, the thought of it, that's one of the things that I want to do. Well, okay, well, what makes me happy? Doing videos, right? Communicating a message to folks, feeling like, man, they want to hear this. Boom, what's something I could do? I could start a podcast. Right? Because now my podcast can become distributed out there, or a YouTube channel, or, you know, or what have you. And it can go out there, and the words that are coming from me can be an inspiration and motivation to others, which then makes a positive impact on their lives, leaving this earth in a better place because they got better and they were able to get there. Part of them getting better was from what I was able to speak life into them. Boom. Right. So you're seeing a result of this here today. So I encourage you, take a look at your list. See what is matching together. Right. And ultimately, you will start to find clues. You'll start to catch trends. You'll start to see things come together. You'll start to maybe even see new industries that you never thought possible for yourself to enter into. And you'll start to see, wow, you know, I really want to do this, but I got to develop this skill over here. And then you can start working on developing that skill. And because you're now finding something that is a goal of yours, right? And it's something that purely makes you happy or brings you life or however you want to define that for yourself, then you start having the enthusiasm to go after it. And that enthusiasm, and then you start working hard towards it because you're enjoying what you're doing every day, and it doesn't even feel like work. And then thus you start getting results. And then once you start getting results, it starts increasing your belief or your faith in yourself that you can get that thing accomplished, and then thus making you want to go do more work, which then it continues to increase your skill level and so on and so forth. So it's like a cycle, right? It's like you take that plan, you start putting work into it, you start developing the skills, putting the work into it, you start getting results, it reinforces itself, you start putting more work and hard work into it and what have you. You start continuing to develop the skill, you start getting more results and so on and so forth, right? And so it's almost like a self-fulfilling prophecy in itself. It's like, I believe I could do this. So then I go out, I'm excited about it, I'm enthused about it, and I get it done, and now I'm getting the results. Now I want more of those results. So I go do the same cycle and the same process again. So I encourage each and every single one of you to leave this planet better than when you got here. Leave it better. And I believe the way that you leave it better, and the way that you live a full life or an empty life, if you will, or emptying yourself out in life, like Dr. Miles Monroe said, is hidden right here in your fingertips. It's how you will specifically make your mark on this earth. So God bless you. I love you. Until next time, if you're listening to this podcast on your favorite podcast platform, thank you. I appreciate you. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast channel. If you're watching this live podcast, you know, on YouTube, make sure you like the video, subscribe. I'm very thankful for you for the opportunity. Go be great today.